Picture this. You're inbound to a non-towered airport. Saturday morning, beautiful day, about 15 miles out, you've been listening to the Common Traffic Advisory Frequency, or CTAF, and it's gone quiet. So you key up and say, "Any traffic in the area, please advise." And then you wait. And nothing happens. Or the pilot on short final is too busy to answer, or the guy holding at the runway figures someone else will respond, or the aircraft flying the opposite pattern doesn't even realize the call was meant for them. That phrase, "any traffic in the area, please advise," is specifically addressed in the Aeronautical Information Manual. Not because it sounds wrong, because it doesn't work. And today we're going to break down exactly why, what to say instead, and how to build CTAF habits that actually create the traffic picture you're looking for before you roll into that pattern. I'm Pattern on Traffic Pattern. This is Radio Hangar. Before we get into it, quick shout out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial. They've got you covered. A great way to mark the milestones that actually matter. AviationSoul.com. All right, non-towered airport radio. This is an area where bad habits form early and stick around for a long time, often because nobody ever really explained why the habits matter. Here's the thing about flying at a towered airport. The controller does a lot of the work for you. They sequence traffic, they issue advisories, they tell you when to turn base, when to report the field in sight, when you're cleared to land. You can be a somewhat passive participant in the traffic picture and still be safe, because someone else is actively managing the airspace. At a non-towered airport, that job falls on the pilots, all of them, including you. The CTAF is not a one-way broadcast system where one person transmits and everyone else listens passively. It's a cooperative. It only works when every pilot is broadcasting accurate, useful information at the right moments in the right format. When someone breaks that cooperative, even with good intentions, the result is confusion instead of clarity. Any traffic in the area, please advise, breaks the cooperative in a specific way. Think about what you're actually asking. You're requesting that every aircraft in the vicinity stop what they're doing and respond to your call. Some of them are on final, some of them are on the runway. Some are in a turn, hand on the throttle, focused on their airspeed. The ones who can respond will, the ones who can't won't, so you get an incomplete picture. And the danger is that you might interpret silence as no traffic. That's exactly backwards from what the situation may actually be. The Aeronautical Information Manual specifically says that any traffic in the area, please advise, is not recommended. Not forbidden, not illegal, but not recommended. And what the Aeronautical Information Manual recommends instead is the self-announce procedure. Let's talk about what a good self-announce actually looks like. Every self-announce call has four elements: who you are, where you are, what you're doing, and what you intend to do next. Simple structure, but the order and the detail matter. There's also a fifth element that trips students up constantly, and the Aeronautical Information Manual is very clear on it. The airport name. Not once. Twice. At the beginning of the call and at the end. Why twice? Because multiple airports can share the same CTAF frequency. In many parts of the country, a single frequency might serve two or three different uncontrolled fields within radio range of each other. If you make a call without stating the airport name, a pilot 10 miles away at a different field can't tell whether your call is relevant to them or not. The airport name at the end of your transmission acts as a final confirmation. It saves frequency clutter, it saves confusion, it takes an extra second and a half. Here's what a good call sounds like. Millbrook traffic, Cessna 7234 Foxtrot, 10 miles to the south, inbound runway 22, Millbrook. Break it down. Millbrook traffic tells everyone on frequency who you're talking to. Cessna 7234 Foxtrot is who you are. 10 miles to the south is where you are. Inbound runway 22 is your intention, and Millbrook at the end confirms the airport. That entire call is about 8 seconds. It's clear, specific, and it gives every other pilot in the area exactly what they need to place you in their mental traffic picture. Now compare that to any traffic in the area, please advise. That call creates a question and waits for an answer. It puts the burden on everyone else, and it still tells them nothing about you. Where are you? How far out? What altitude? What runway? If someone wanted to help you build a traffic picture, they'd first need to ask you all of those follow-up questions, adding more calls to an already cluttered frequency. Good self-announces answer the questions before anyone has to ask them. Let's walk through the full sequence of calls you'd make arriving at a non-towered airport, because students ask about this a lot. When do I call? How often? The Aeronautical Information Manual recommends self-announce calls at specific points. about 10 miles out when you're inbound. When you enter the 45 for downwind, on downwind, on base, on final, and when you're clear of the runway after landing. That's 5 or 6 calls through the approach and landing sequence. Some pilots, especially those who trained primarily at towered airports, think that sounds like a lot, but remember, at a non-towered airport, you are the traffic service. There is no radar. There is no controller painting a picture for the other pilots in the area. Your calls are the picture. Let's talk for a moment about runway selection, because it connects directly to your radio calls. At a non-towered airport, you check the wind. If the field has automated weather, you listen to the Automated Weather Observation System, or AWOS, or the Automated Surface Observing System, or ASOS. If neither of those is available, you check the windsock. If there's no automated weather and no visual reference yet, you listen to the CTAF. If other pilots are already flying the pattern, they're likely landing into the wind. What runway are they calling? Once you've determined the appropriate runway, it goes into every call you make. Millbrook traffic, Cessna 7234 Foxtrot, entering left downwind runway 22. Millbrook, that tells everyone which end of the airport you're headed for. If someone else is approaching runway 4 from the other direction, they now know they need to sort that out. If the pattern is empty, you're establishing the runway for anyone who tunes in after you. Here's something I wish someone had told me when I was training. There's a version of the any traffic please advise problem that shows up in a more subtle way, and students do it all the time without realizing it. The call goes like this. You announce your position and intentions correctly, you do everything right, and then you tack on at the end, any traffic please advise. You've done the right thing, then undermined it with a broken request. What you're actually looking for in that moment is confirmation. You want someone to say, yeah, you're clear, come on in. That's a natural instinct, but that is not how a CTF works. Nobody on a CTF can clear you for anything. Even if every aircraft in the area responds and tells you they know where you are, that is not a clearance to land. It is information. Nothing more. You still have to see and avoid. You still have to make the judgment call. Radio supports your situational awareness. It does not replace your eyes or your judgment. Now let's talk about call format when things get busy. Some non-towered airports, especially popular fly-in destinations on a weekend morning, can generate a genuinely congested CTF, pilots stepping on each other, garbled calls, multiple transmissions at the same moment. In that environment, discipline on the frequency matters even more. Keep your calls tight. Don't editorialize. Don't give a weather commentary. Don't ask questions unless you have no other option. Make your call. Listen up and get out of the way. One thing that surprises students: you do not acknowledge other pilots' self-announced calls on the CTF unless you have something meaningful to add. If someone announces they're on final, you don't need to say Roger. That just adds noise to the frequency. What you do need to do is register their position and figure out what it means relative to yours. If you're on downwind and someone calls short final, you know you've got at least a minute, probably more, before you turn base. That's useful information. You absorb it, you don't respond to it. The examiner is looking for a few specific things related to CTF operations on your practical test. The Airman Certification Standards for the Private Pilot Certificate address radio communications across several tasks, including airport operations and traffic pattern procedures. The examiner wants to see that you understand the CTAF concept, that you can make proper self-announced calls, and that you demonstrate actual situational awareness based on what you hear, not just what you say. They're also watching for non-standard phraseology. Any traffic in the area, please advise, is non-standard. So is failing to include the airport name. So is stating your runway with inconsistent language that creates ambiguity. Speaking of which, be specific about your intentions, if you're doing touch. And goes, say so. Cessna, 7234 Foxtrot, left downwind runway 22, touch and go, Millbrook. That tells the pilot sequencing in behind you that you're going back into the pattern, not clearing the runway to taxi to parking. If you're landing full stop, say that. The more specific your call, the more useful it is to everyone else on the frequency. Let me give you a complete scenario to tie this together. You're flying a Piper Cherokee inbound to a non-towered airport called Riverside. The winds favor runway 19. You've been monitoring the CTAF. You heard one call about 5 minutes ago from someone who announced they were departing. 10 miles out, Riverside traffic. Cherokee 245 Romeo Tango 10 miles to the north, inbound runway 19 Riverside. Entering the pattern, Riverside traffic, Cherokee 245, Romeo Tango, left downwind runway 19, Riverside. Turning base, Riverside traffic, Cherokee 245 Romeo Tango, left base runway 19 Riverside. On final, Riverside traffic, Cherokee 245 Romeo Tango, left base runway 19 Riverside. On final, Riverside traffic, Cherokee 245 Romeo Tango, left base runway 19 Riverside. On final, Riverside traffic, Cherokee 245 Romeo Tango, clear of runway 19 Riverside, 6 calls, each one 8 to 10 seconds. Over the course of 5 to 8 minutes of flying, you have put your position and intentions on frequency 6 times. Anyone within radio range knows exactly where you are through the entire approach. That is how you build a traffic picture at a non-towered airport. Not by asking for one, by broadcasting it. One more thing, and I hear this question from students fairly often. They ask whether they still need to make CTAF calls if they have automatic dependent surveillance broadcast out, what's commonly called ADS-B out. Their logic is, I'm visible on everyone's display. Why do I still need to broadcast? Here's the answer. Traffic displays have latency built in. Avionics systems vary. Not every aircraft in the pattern has traffic advisory capabilities, and situational awareness built on listening is fundamentally different from situational awareness built on looking at a screen. The pilot flying with their head outside is going to see you. The call you make on the CTAF tells them to look in the right direction. Those two things work together. Neither one replaces the other. ADS-B out is a surveillance tool. CTAF is a communication tool. They serve different purposes. Make your calls. The non-towered environment rewards disciplined, professional radio technique more than almost any other phase of flight, because out there, you're it. There's no controller painting a picture for anyone. The only traffic awareness that exists is the awareness the pilots on that frequency are building together, one accurate call at a time. When you make a clear, complete self-announce, you're contributing to that picture. When you ask everyone else to tell you what's happening instead of telling them where you are, you're taking from it. Build the picture. This segment drew from the Aeronautical Information Manual and the FAA's Pilot's Handbook of Aeronautical Knowledge, both of which cover CTAF procedures in solid detail. Full show archive is at radiohangar.com. See you next time.